Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in episode 239, I want to talk a little bit about strategy in business. And this is the first of two episodes where I'm going to talk about the concept of strategy when it relates to resilience. But to do that, we have to begin with the idea of strategy in business. You've heard us talk before that one of the most common issues that we see with resilience programs, business continuity, crisis management, crisis communications, or resilience as a whole, is this disconnect between the strategic objectives of your organization and what you're trying to accomplish in resilience, what you're trying to accomplish with business continuity, crisis management, and crisis communications. So I want to start with this idea with some discussion about business strategy. And I'm going to highlight one of my favorite thinkers in this space, and that is Roger Martin. Roger Martin was the dean of the Rotman School of Management in Canada. I saw him speak about 15 years ago when he came in as a part of a series at my previous employer. And he has made significant contributions to how we think about business strategy in the world. He's written extensively on the topic, and his ideas offer a lot of valuable insights for leaders on how to navigate the complexities of this modern business landscape that we're faced with. Roger Martin also wrote a book with the former CEO, A.J. Laffley. And A.J. Laffley and Roger Martin wrote a book called Playing to Win, and that really focuses on one of the ideas that Roger Martin talks about. So here are some of his concepts. Here are 10 concepts about business strategy. And then in next week's episode, we're going to talk more about strategy when it relates to resilience. The first idea from Roger Martin is that this concept of integrative thinking. Martin is an advocate for this way of thinking, and he describes it as a way of considering various opposing ideas and then synthesizing these into a new and superior outcome. This approach challenges leaders to move beyond more of an either-or decision-making, my way or the highway, or a winner-takes-all mentality when you have opposing ideas. It brings you to a place where you have more complex and holistic solutions to complex problems. And he describes this as integrative thinking. The second is this idea of strategy choice. Martin talks about a model where strategy is a series of interconnected choices that you're making within an organization. It starts with understanding the overarching aspirations of your organization, and then it's followed by the understanding of where do we play, how do we win, what are our core capabilities needed to accomplish that? And then what are the management systems required to support the strategy? And this has really influenced my way of thinking around a resilience strategy because I've used the same model when it comes to building resilience programs. Number three, as I've said, is this idea of playing to win. Martin wrote a book with A.J. Laffley called Playing to Win, emphasizing that strategy is really about making specific choices to go on and win in the market in which you're competing. That these are critical choices that you're making, and it contrasts with the idea of simply participating in the market. It involves clear decisions on where to compete and then how to create unique value for your company. Number four is the design of business. Martin argues that businesses should integrate design thinking into their strategy to foster innovation and creativity, and that this includes moving from reliance on just analytical thinking to a more balanced use of intuition and creativity to solve complex problems. I will give you a practical example of this from my own experience. At my former employer, before I became the head of crisis management and business continuity, I was the head of innovation. And in that innovation space, one of my mentors was the vice president of innovation for the whole organization. He handled all of the interesting special projects that were called upon in the organization and reported directly to the CEO. And one of the things when I first met with him that he talked with me about doing was going out and deliberately seeking people who had a non-security, non-technology background. He was looking and encouraging me to hire people that had a broader idea of the concepts of design. Now, that was a tough sell for people to do that and then come into a corporate security innovation team, but they brought with them different ways of thinking. And that helped us develop innovative strategies that we probably would not have come up with otherwise. So this idea of the design of business, I think, has great value. Number five is customer centricity. Martin stresses the importance of deeply understanding and prioritizing the needs of your customer, suggesting that successful strategies are those that are designed around delivering superior value to customers. How this plays into the resilience space is for you to think about who your customer is. And your customer are your business leaders. But we often think of them as the place where we need to go and get things. We should take on a service mindset in doing so. Number six is the opposable mind. Playing into that idea of integrative thinking, Martin explores the concept of the opposable mind, where most effective leaders are those who can hold two conflicting ideas in their minds at once and still be able to function and move the organization forward. And that capability leads to more innovative and effective solutions. Number seven is this idea of the knowledge funnel. The knowledge funnel, Martin describes as a model on how knowledge progresses from mystery, something we're trying to understand, to heuristic, a rule of thumb that guides us, that we all fully understand, to algorithmic, a more fixed formula of how we're going to do things. Martin's argument about this funnel is that businesses need to continually move through the funnel with new ideas to stay innovative and competitive. Number eight is democratizing strategy. Martin advocates for having a broader range of people involved in the strategy process. That helps unearth diverse perspectives and ideas and leads to richer strategic insights and overall a more inclusive organization. Number 10 is resilience and adaptivity. Should be old hat to those of us in the resilience space. But Martin emphasizes the need for strategies to be resilient and adaptable. And in an ever-changing business environment, strategies should be designed with the flexibility required to pivot in response to new challenges and opportunities. And then lastly, authenticity in leadership. Martin underscores the significance of authenticity in leaders to have effective strategy implementation, and that leaders who are genuine and transparent are better able to inspire trust and commitment amongst their teams, particularly when strategic change is being driven. So those are some thoughts of things I've learned from Roger Martin over 20 years of reading his works. I think it's a comprehensive and nuanced approach to business strategy. I think he emphasizes the importance of critical thinking, of creativity and inclusivity across the team in building and achieving sustainable competitive advantage for your organization. Now, you're probably wondering what this has to do with resilience, and we will share that in episode 240 next week. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.